on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I have so much to get off my mind,
man,
that I'm probably going to forget half of it.
Oh, okay.
First and foremost, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
We were supposed to have a great big party on air, and Kelly just couldn't wait 42 minutes. But thank you to Kelly and Robert. The cake was good.
I know you could get him for his birthday gift.
Well, his gift is coming.
You could change the intro to the show, but Talking Sports with Randy Harris, Knockout Radio, and Caleb Bentnock.
Oh, I don't have a problem doing that as long as
plus.
No.
The Nicky Pizza Man.
Why do you rile me up a minute into the show?
Because that's what the first part of the show is. It's just you getting things off your chest so you don't go and have a heart attack. And we're concerned about it. So we sent you to the clinic today to check it out.
Yeah, you're so concerned. You're wishing my death so you can get this box and computer.
Well, you tried to sell it before and it didn't go anywhere.
I just saw.
Just realistic.
I'm going to start with this. And there's first.
How is the heart?
Hold on a second. Another RIP, which is awful. You know, every day people pass away.
No.
Vin Scully, the great. All right, you're gone.
The commentator.
What? Yeah, he's gone.
I thought he'd been passed away.
Well, no.
Oh, and I'm the bad guy. Okay, I'll be the bad guy.
RIP to Vin Scully. That's sad.
Vin Scully, Dodger.
Sorry.
Oh, he retired.
Yeah.
A little while ago.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Wow. You know, with the famous when Kurt Gibson hit the horn, I rewatched it today. And you remember Kurt Gibson? You know the whole Kurt Gibson story? Again, I know you're young, so you probably don't.
No.
Kurt Gibson, I don't even know what year it is. It's the World Series. It's Dodgers, Oakland. Kurt Gibson was a superstar. This particular game one of the World Series, I mean, both his knees are shot. I didn't know this. When they announced the teams, you know, kind of like the All-Stars and they run out and all that crap, they didn't even announce him.
Yeah.
He didn't even come out. He wasn't dressed. He was not playing. He was not anything. Bottom of the ninth, Dennis Eckersley, arguably one of the greatest closers of all time for the Oakland A's. Back then when it was the A's were, so were the Dodgers. I mean, they were the two best teams. Bottom of the ninth, 4-3, runner on first, two outs. Tommy Lasorda calls for Kurt Gibson, who's in the clubhouse. He's not even dressed.
This is the waterboard story you're telling right now.
I love this guy.
Come on, you know what the waterboard? You don't watch any movies.
I watch the Waterboy movie.
Yeah, this is
Adam Sandler.
Bobby Boucher comes in at halftime.
Right. Right. But Boucher he wasn't at the stadium. Mm-hmm. He had to come in on the airboat and the whole nine yards. With his mom. Yeah, I saw that one. But no, it's very similar. So he's in the clubhouse. Not going to play. Tommy Lasorda makes the call. He's got to get dressed real quick. So he kind of, and you should watch him, YouTube it, you know, after the show. He limps to home plate. His first swing, he almost falls down because he can't support on his knees. Long story short, it's now 2-2. First it was 0-2. He's fighting off pitches. He fight down. Dennis Eckersley was a stud, right? Now it's 2-2. Guy on first tries to steal second, which to me I thought was kind of stupid, you know, only because, and I know Kurt Gibson's hurt, but don't you then walk him to get the force first, second, or third? Well, they don't, right? So it's full count, bottom of the ninth, arguably the greatest home run in the history of Major League Baseball.
This is in the World Series?
In the World Series, game one.
It's like a childhood dream, right?
Of course. I mean, you can't top the story, Waterboy-ish, because you know, the injury, he can't swing, and he hits a ball down, like a dribbler down the first base side. Luckily, it went foul, because he's not running.
Yeah.
They even made a comment that he's a great bunter, but he can't bunt because he can't beat it out. And then he puts his ball in the right field stands, and Vin Scully, you know, with the call, and it's, I can't believe what I just saw. It's as famous as the Olympic hockey team. Do you believe in miracles? So obviously not, because neither one of you knew anything about Vin Scully in the call. But a big RIP, legendary Dodger.
Who had better knees, Kurt Gibson or Kevin Nash? Because Kevin Nash wouldn't even stand up to like do autographs or photos because his knees were so shot.
I don't believe it was his knee, though. I believe it was his hip.
It was his knee.
I believe it was his hip, because when he was here, I don't remember if it was you.
It was that, me.
Yeah, he couldn't stand up because of his hip.
It was we.
No, it's not. There's never no we.
It's always we.
There's never a we.
It will be when we change the intro to the show.
Shut up.
It'll be us.
All right. Let's, the big meat and potato. Well, first, coming on the show, bottom of the hour, Muhammad Usman, as he attempts to become the Ultimate Fighter against our second hour guest, Zach Paga. They both have been on twice now. Almost a blind monkey could have picked that these two were going to go to the finals.
That's offensive.
Yeah.
What, that the monkey was blind?
Yeah.
Why does he have to be a blind monkey? So you're saying a seeing monkey, it would have been okay.
A blind, non-binary, hybrid monkey could pick.
I think we'll ask Steve.
Seeing impaired, non-binary.
I'm going to ask Steve to take you, because I don't care about Matt, to Monkey Island, which we went by out there in wherever the heck we just went to.
Homosassa.
Yeah. You know, there's an island with, and you're not allowed on the island. And its monkeys have taken over this island.
Planet of the Apes. Yeah, I want to go.
That's where you're gonna do the next Survivor episode.
I'll do it in a heartbeat. So anyway, Usman, Paga, and Jeff Neal all fight Saturday night at the Apex. All right, so this has bothered me since it came out. We're going to talk about Watson, and in my opinion, a tragedy, okay? But whatever. Then we're going to talk about the wide receiver in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Calvin Ridley.
Ridley. I was going to say the wrong name, so I'm glad I stalled. I knew it was Calvin, who gets a year suspension for gambling.
Yeah.
I'm big on the gambling part, even though, you know, the NFL or the sport or whatever now has sponsors that are the gambling companies.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of hypocritical. Mm-hmm. Here's my issue, and tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay. You know I will.
Okay. Here a player gets a suspension of a year for gambling. Yet the owner of the Miami Dolphins gets a $1.5 million fine, which is nothing to a millionaire. Means nothing.
Billionaire. The richest owner.
Loss of a draft pick.
He has two first-rounders, so it doesn't mean anything.
Well, and that's what I saw, that they could only, I guess legally, take away the one that was theirs, not the one that they traded for. I don't know how true all that is. You know.
It's the NFL. They can do what they
want. Right. They can do. Well, they're proving that. Here's my issue. So Calvin gets a year for gambling. The owner of the Miami Dolphins gets a 2-month suspension that he's not going to go to training camp anyway. Loss of $3.5 for fixing games.
Yeah.
He attempted to fix games.
And they said he said it in jest. What do you mean? You said, I'm offering you $100,000 for every game you lose. I was just kidding when I said that. Come on, guys. Like, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's just hypocrites are everywhere. And, you know, I was telling somebody else about my, you know, gambling and Pete Rose and how much I'm against it and all that. Here's a guy, and again, even if he was joking, and I believe, and I don't think I can be sued for my beliefs, I believe that that wasn't a joke.
No.
You should never put yourself in those situations, whether it's abuse-wise, whether it's, you know, sharing a room with somebody, same sex, other sex, non-sex, whatever. You should never joke like that, because if somebody overhears that and takes it as serious, it's now serious.
But it wasn't even over here. You joke like joke, quote unquote, to the person who has control over whether you win or lose games. That doesn't make any sense. It's not a joke.
Right, and you can be sued for your opinion. Alex Jones just got sued for $150 million because he said that Sandy Hook was a hoax, and then the parents sued him, and now he's about to lose that lawsuit.
No.
He's in trial today. He's in court today.
People just don't like Alex Jones.
They're charging him $2 for every one of his 75 million followers that believe that the Sandy Hook should
be. Oh, then we're safe because we don't have.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you're going to be sued for $6.12. And Steve was late today, by the way.
But at least he showed. So it's only a half fine.
But he owes us $9,906.
Okay. So I don't even know where to go or what to say. I mean, to me, it's a joke.
It is. And like, it's a pattern that the NFL has been showing for a long time. players, and rightfully so, if you break the rules, you should get the penalty for it. I believe in following the rules that are under the CBA that we've set for each other, and then going by the law. Like you talked about Deshaun Watson, we'll go into it later, but I believe his fine, whatever they suspended him for, should be upheld because it went through the CBA. He went through two legal proceedings, and he went to a mediator by the NFL and the NFLPA elected. And so that's what the decision they came to. So you should go with it. If you didn't want that, because you remember a few years ago, Zeke had the same issue.
Right.
Somebody accused him. The law enforcement was like, this is fake. She's trying to extort him. The two judges said this is fake. She's trying to extort him. The mediator said this is fake. She's trying to extort him. And Roger Goodell was like, nah, six games. Because I feel like it.
Right.
Because it looks bad.
Right.
It's not about optics. It's the law.
Right.
We're not talking about how you feel about what you think that I did. We went through the court proceedings, and this is what they said. And so you should uphold it. But don't come do that. Don't kick Ray Rice out. Don't kick, have Zeke be out for six games. Deshaun Watson miss a year and a half. Calvin Ridley misses a year. And the owners get a slap on the wrist. Robert Kraft got nothing. The owner from the Washington has yet to appear in court. He's just, well, whatever. We'll forget about it.
Well, they got what they wanted out of Washington. John Gruden.
Yeah.
You know,
come on. You sacrifice John Gruden.
Right.
And then it's just like, it's so hypocritical. You know what I mean? It's so hypocritical. It's
and I know you're not saying this, but what Kraft allegedly did and what happened in Miami are two totally different things.
Yes. Yeah, they are. They are different. I'm just saying in the grand scheme of
punishments. Sure. Right.
It just the scale is just so lopsided to what you cracked down on players for and what you let the owners get away with, you know. And it's going to sour the locker room. When this stuff keeps happening, it's going to sour. Players are going to get upset.
Right. But unfortunately, there's really nothing players can do. I mean, what can they do?
I mean, it's going to get to a point, I feel like, with anything. Like when, you know, they had the issue with the Clippers old owner where players say, I'm not going to play. And I know the NFL might not be there yet, but with these contracts keep going up and guys keep getting chances to make more and more money, guys get enough money, they're going to start putting their foot down and being like, hey, like, do something about this. Right? Like the Texans players did. They said, trade me. I don't want to play for you when the guy made those comments. And then he had to release ownership to his son or whatever it is.
Right.
Like those things will happen if you keep showing the players that other people are above the law.
Well, on the NBA team in California that it happened to.
Yep.
You know,
so what did the Ridley guy bet on? What was his?
He bet on a game that he wasn't playing in, and he put $1,000. I think he has some other bets, but he bet on games that he wasn't playing
in. And he lost a year for that?
Yeah. He lost $11 million.
What?
Yeah. A year.
But Deshaun Jackson? I thought he bet on Deshaun Watson. I thought he bet on Deshaun Watson or what his sentence was going to be or what his punishment was going to be.
No. He bet on a game that the Falcons ended up losing. And
that's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I was going to make a joke, but I don't want people, but, you know, again, I'm not saying that he should have gotten that, but to put a bet down yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Stupid.
Stupid. Right.
But also, and I think he should be punished. Is a year fair? I don't think so, but he deserves to be punished because he broke the rules.
He broke the rule of gambling that he wasn't smart enough to have his buddy put the money down.
He should have done the unwritten rule.
But when somebody else breaks
his cousin place.
No, that's not unwritten. That's written. that's a written rule.
How do you feel about unwritten rules? Are there unwritten rules in the NFL?
No, there's not.
There's not.
Well, there is because owners can do what they want, so they have the unwritten rules.
Well, there's unwritten rules. There's unwritten rules everywhere. I mean, there's rules like in the O-line room, you know, that you guys deem rules. It's like, you know, we talk about
don't
it all the time.
Don't try to hurt players. Don't try and do stuff like that. Like, yeah, those things.
Well, like in baseball, the unwritten rule is you – don't talk to the starting pitcher. That's an unwritten rule.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, nobody talks to the.
It's like the bride. You don't want to get.
Yeah, you know, you don't see the bride the day of the wedding. But in Major League Baseball, the rule is the unwritten rule is you, especially as media. So we'll say as media. You know, I don't know about it as players, but players stay away as well. You know, they're the starting pitcher. They get to pick the music in the clubhouse. You know, everything is about the starting pitcher. So one day I'm in L.A. going out to see Brad Penny, who's my buddy, and I was doing his website and whatever, and he's pitching that day. So the media walks through the Dodger dugout, and Brad goes, Randy, come here. Now what do you do?
He called you.
But there's that unwritten rule.
He got to do what he wants. He's picking music.
I walked over, and I sat in his locker, and we talked, and the media gave me the death stare, and what's going on. And Brad's like, I won't say what Brad said. You can imagine. Yeah. I called you, blah, 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 blah. But that's an unwritten rule. It's not an MLB rule that's on the thing. It's an unwritten rule.
Yeah.
So I don't know. NFL unwritten rule: don't step on the logo.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right. So it's not a rule, but it's our rule.
Yeah.
Or like, or if you go on somebody's midfield and you stomp on the star, or you disrespect the logo, then the next play they're going to retaliate and try to hurt you or take your knees
out. That's common sense, though. I don't even think that needs to be written or unwritten. Isn't that common sense?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's one of those things where it's like, if you don't want people doing it, do something about it.
No, well, they did. They did. All right, let's go to a quick break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Jim Palmer, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, don't switch that dial. You got Joey Coco Diaz, and this is Talking Sports with my main man, Randy Harris, here for you. Don't switch it. I'll shoot you.
I really thought that Joey did it. Don't change that dial. I'll stab you. You know, do you know who Joey Diaz is?
Yeah, I know who Joey
okay.
Diaz is.
Joey.
Great comedian.
He is a good, unbelievably cool, too. Good story. We met at a buffet.
He's a wild boy.
Who is that guy? What's he do?
Joey Diaz?
Yeah.
He's like we just talked about. He's a comedian.
Is he like a mafia guy? That
sounds like he's a mafia tough guy.
He's Cuban.
New York guy.
Speaking of tough guys, Paul Savino.
Was in The Longest Yard.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Good.
Was he in Spider-Man?
Spider-Man 2, yep.
Goodfellas actor Paul Sorvino passed away last week.
Dang.
Khan passed away. James Khan.
Yeah.
From Rollerball. You never saw Rollerball, did you? That's back in the day. That's when movies were really bad, but it was a decent movie, but it was really bad. Las Vegas, the TV show. He was the head honcho of the casino. Lieutenant, and I know I can't pronounce her name right.
I was going to say Dan.
No, not Lieutenant Dan. From Star Trek.
Yeah, I'm not a Star Trek
Lieutenant Uhura? Uhura?
Yeah, I'm not a Star Trek guy.
I don't know.
Uhura? Okay. I wasn't really either, even though I like Will Shatner.
Oh, yeah, he was on that.
Well, yeah. Him and Leonard. It was the two of them.
Yeah.
And then Shatner went on to do T.J. Hooker. Probably never saw that.
Can't talk about the hookers. Like,
and then
that was Trebek that did the hookers.
What?
Yes, yeah, so he tore his ACL. A girl robbed him, and he chased her down the street trying to get his money back and tore his ACL.
These are all
rest in peace.
Head. Yeah, me too.
That's what the report said. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just saying what happened.
All right. No,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, all right, so Miami, we all agree that he's getting off scot-free.
Yeah, scot-free. They're saving face. Basically.
Do you believe that it warrants him losing the team?
I think you got to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with him losing the team.
Yeah.
Definitely can't get in the Hall of Fame.
Either he loses the team or severe punishment. Way more than this, though. Find the guy $100 million. Like, do something where people are...
Where it hurts.
Yeah, so people are like, I'm not going to do this again.
Right.
Like, after that Clippers thing, that's not going to happen again. You know what I mean? Like, you do something where it's like a stand, like, hey, like, this isn't okay. You can't tank. Because you got to understand, these players are going out there doing...
Well, they're not the first time teams have tanked.
I understand that, but I'm saying, though, look at the players. They're going out there putting their bodies on the line.
Sure.
Coming to practice, working hard. And an owner is saying, yeah, we don't want to win these games. Not everyone looks bad. The players are getting released because of it. They're getting cut so you can get draft picks and get new guys in. That's not fair to them. That's not fair to them.
So what do you think about what the Sixers did a couple years ago?
I think it's awful.
I mean, it was the same thing.
Yeah.
They basically came out and said, you know, what was something to process.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it in the NFL now. I'm not going to call the teams out.
Sure.
But
because you may play for one.
Yeah. There's teams that is very clear based on the moves that they're making and they've made the offseason and things that they won't do with players available that you know they're trying to set themselves up for a better, you know, better draft capital. So it's just one of those things where it's like when you're that blatant, though, about it, something's an op. What's the word I'm looking for? You got to make an example out of something.
Sure. No, I understand, but I also understand the flip side. I'm not saying it's right. But does it matter 2-14 or 3-15 or, you know, whatever? Does that one game where it can help the team?
Yeah.
You know, that's the flip side of it. You know, that one draft pick, you know, picking 2 instead of 4 could be huge.
Yeah, but then you have the Tom Brady effect where you can get 6th round draft pick and have the greatest player of all time.
Of course, Jerry Rice.
God, that's 1 in a million.
More okay, so two in a million.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 in a million.
Or 12 in a million.
Sure.
Out of all the guys that like have been special players, they come earlier in the drafts. Like it does happen when you have an undrafted guy, but it's rare.
I mean, I'm an undrafted.
I'm going to turn him off. Drew Pearson, I think, is the first non-drafted player. Is that right? To go into the Hall of Fame? So, again, I'm just saying how rare that is. You know, being a down the – 6th round, 8th round back when there was that many.
Yeah.
It is rare. So Brady is rare. Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah.
Did you see what Fournette got him?
No.
You got a nice little cake.
Yeah.
Which you did.
Yeah.
Fournette brought him a goat cake. And it was a cake. It was a goat.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. You think he had the day off today?
He gets lots of days off.
Does he?
Yeah. Not that he didn't show up to work, but hey, Tom, do indies. You know, throw a couple passes and watch practice. He doesn't need to be out there every day.
What about Jensen? Like, he was out there the other day and he tore his knee. Like, was that an accident?
Let's see how stupid this comment's going to be.
No, I'm just saying. Being this early, like one, that shouldn't have happened. Two, shouldn't he have had a knee brace on or some kind of protective gear?
Those knee braces don't protect you from knee injury. It's like, especially from like the little stuff, like if you get rolled up on, but most guys in the NFL don't want knee braces. It restricts you more than it helps you. That's how I feel about it and how most of the guys feel about it.
And they've got to go out and practice, you know, and
but this early, like, would you be,
does it matter if it's two
every year?
Yeah. Does it matter if it's Tuesday of this week or Thursday of next week? I mean, stuff happens.
Yeah, because well, because of the off season, you had this time off. Like your body's not conditioned for impact. Like shouldn't they have been?
I mean, precautions. The first few days are no pads. Like, I think it's 4 days of no pads, and you go to like the shells, and then you go full pads. So they give you like a period, and you have OTAs, and so like I think it's a pretty good system of how to get you ready for the impact. It's one of those things. It's football, man. Like guys, it happens. It happens.
It's awful.
It sucks. It's awful.
I don't know if you've talked to him. I reached out to him the other day, and we texted or DM'd back and forth briefly.
I know how it is to be hurt, so I haven't texted him directly. But I, you know, talked to people close to him.
And, sure.
You know, he's in good spirits. Yeah. It's not as bad as they thought it was. You know, so it's looking like hopefully he'll be able to come back.
Absolutely. And I don't want to make it sound like, you know, I'm thinking of you. And
yeah.
He said thanks. And because, you know, there's a fine line, you know, do you text too early? Hey, I'm just checking on you. Mm-hmm. Hey, why didn't you check on me? It's 3 weeks in, you know, kind of thing. So it's a fine line. All right, let's go ahead and break. When we come back, we're going to head out via the phone lines to Las Vegas, Nevada, as we get ready for this week's UFC and the tough finales, male and female. They're going to be both good fights. Muhammad Usman when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapsa. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Isaac. You're on Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Many of you don't remember, but Randy Harris was a 3-time welterweight champion of the United States. And here he is, Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Phil Baroni, the New York Badass from the UFC. And you're listening to Talk Sports with Randy Harris.
That sound like good fellas.
He's the guy. He's
all the liners are like you know, the mafia. Oh hey, forget about it. You're living on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris over here.
That's the New York badass. That's definitely for sure. Last week, build up I thought was huge. I thought this season's Ultimate Fighter was huge and a lot of fun to watch. Muhammad Usman coming up momentarily. Main event will start at the top, mainly because I don't remember most of the other ones. Main event was
banger,
domination,
unbelievable
domination.
just an unbelievable fight.
When we're watching the presser, he's on.
Yeah, Usman's on. We'll get back talking about it. On the phone with us right now. And it's been a process. We all kind of figured that it was going to play out this way. We had Muhammad on a couple weeks ago. Let's welcome Mo back. Mo, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for coming back on. It's always good to be on three times in a season.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
You know, it's a long time coming, obviously, and we briefly talked about it a couple weeks ago. How difficult has it kind of been, you knowing, but very few other people knew that you are in the finale and, you know, the goal of being the Ultimate Fighter is only a couple days away?
It wasn't that hard. Honestly, it's just, if you're a blabbermouth, it is, but, but when it comes to just being in the moment and just kind of just being in that moment, it wasn't hard at all. I just went back to training and, just focused on the goal, which is to be the Ultimate Fighter. You know, the goal wasn't telling everybody. The goal was being the Ultimate Fighter. So once I just focused on that goal, everything else was pretty easy.
How nice has it been from, fighting so much back-to-back when you were in the house and now having this time to prepare for your opponent for an extended period of time and get good training in?
It's been nice. The aspect of just to get, being able to get the training and get that time and prepare for this one opponent has been really, really good, And the house has been, I love that too, It's one of those where it's like taking a short notice fight. It's if you want to be honest, that's kind of like how it is being in the house, taking a short notice fight. It's like you just go out there and you just fight, At the end of the day, you just know you're going to go out there and compete. So both of them have his perks.
I'm going to assume, and I could be wrong, we know what assume means, that you've been, before this season in the Apex, but, what's it like walking around there? Obviously, the show was shot there. Just now being out of the house, being back in the Apex, and like I said, just a couple days away from closing the door a final time in the Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, man, it's a surreal feeling. Because just even yesterday, when I was going to train, we went to the PI, and like the route we took, it was basically like the same route we took every day from the Ultimate Fighter house to the Apex. And I was just sitting there thinking, like, wow, it's really here. Everything is happening like a movie, and it's quite remarkable. And I'm just in love with the journey and this process of to be here at this point now.
How much, and obviously I don't want to talk about stuff that's, top secret to get ready for the fight against Zach. But, once you got home, how much time was spent, looking into his background, looking into what possibly he has done before? Or did you get enough of that, during the season, training with him, training at the same time as him?
Oh, yeah, I definitely got enough of that. Plus, I've trained with Zach before the season, getting ready. When I first got to Denver, Colorado, those guys, him, all those guys were my first training partners. So I know these guys. I know exactly how they train, what they do. So it wasn't a surprise. He's a good fighter. I knew he's a good fighter. I mean, we train with good guys. We all do. We're Denver, Colorado. It's nothing but good fighters all out there. We train at elevation, so we're all built to be able to sustain certain things. So I know exactly the type of fighter he is and what I could expect from him. And I expected this. Either I was going to fight him on the show or I was going to fight him in the finale. I expected that. I even wrote that down in my journal before the show started. So for us to be here now, it's happening exactly how I had it envisioned in my mind.
How much UFC gear, have you acquired since the start of the Ultimate Fighter?
None. I'm still wearing my Ultimate Fighter stuff because I'm still wearing my Ultimate Fighter stuff. I can't even lie. It's one of those things. Like, of course, I got the UFC bag and UFC stuff from Fight Week here, and I'm just I'll throw it on here and there. But when it comes to like my training and everything else, I'm still in my Ultimate Fighter stuff. I take that very serious. This is a part of my story and my chapter that I really indulge myself in. After I win this fight, then I will feel comfortable putting all that stuff on. I'm going to rock it every day of my life, But right now, I'm still in the Ultimate Fighter stuff. I'm still in the Ultimate Fighter training stuff. It still gives me that hungry feeling because I haven't made it yet. I'm hungry. I'm still hungry. I'm still ready to go, ready to go earn this contract. And then once I start wearing the UFC stuff, then I'm going to start, having other goals.
That's it. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, I didn't even think of it that way, but yeah, it makes 100%,
sense. We're not, guys are wearing all this stuff. It's like, man, I haven't made it yet. I haven't done anything. You know, I'm just going to wear this. I'm going to still wear this Ultimate Fighter stuff until I get my hand raised. And then, boom, I'm going to get to the locker room and I'm going to throw on every UFC logo I can find. Hat, socks, underwear. I'm going to wear it all because I know I finally made it to that level where, I earned it.
You know, funny story, Mo. On the flip side, when I got drafted to the Bucks, I came in like wearing some UCLA stuff. You know, I wore UCLA stuff a couple of times to the facility.
Yeah.
And line coach told me, hey, you're not at UCLA anymore. Wear buck stuff around here, or every time you wear UCLA stuff, you get fined $100 for every time. So it was just kind of like the mentality thing, like, hey, like,
now you're
that behind. Now you're here, so be here, so that's dope.
Yes, yeah, exactly. See, that's different, man. You in the NFL, you better wear that.
Yeah.
once I break through in this fight and do what I'm supposed to do and make it happen, get my hand raised, which I will, then I'll start wearing all the USC stuff. But until then, I'm still an Ultimate Fighter. This is just the Ultimate Fighter finale.
Well, thanks, Mo. Now I got to cancel my Amazon order. I had a Usman hoodie ordered for the UFC all over it, but I won't feel comfortable wearing it now
until after Saturday.
I'll earn something.
Yeah, because the delivery is probably going to deliver on Saturday night. So don't worry. Keep that delivery. It's going to get delivered Saturday night. You can wear that. So just hold on tight.
That's awesome. And that story is, from the story that we've heard about you, that makes a lot of sense that I never thought about. You wear that until the fight because you still are really competing in the show. That's an awesome take.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then I take pride in that because, I was talking about this yesterday with my management, Ali Abdelaziz. And he was like, this is your time, Mo. You did this. Your brother didn't get here for you. I didn't get here for you. You went in there, you put the work in, and you won your fights to be in this position. So you really know that and understand that and go out there and just compete. You did this. You deserve to be here. And he's right. And I really took that to heart. And I understood that I've really paid my dues and put the work in to be here. So I'm just excited just to make that walk and go out there and close out this Ultimate Fighter.
And it's interesting that's what you just brought up and that's what your management told you. And I think I told you this last time you were on. I spoke to your brother down at an Eagle fight a couple months ago, whatever it was. And I've known your brother since the Ultimate Fighter. And that's the exact same thing he said to me about you and that's what you needed to do. You needed to realize that this is you, that you've done the work and this is how you finish the work and et cetera, et cetera. So it's the exact same thing that he said as well.
Yes, I'm completely indulged myself in the work. I've indulged myself in the process, and I'm just excited just to get out there and just show the world who Muhammad Usman is. Because I'm a hell of a fighter, and I've built myself up to this point, and I can't wait for everybody to see it.
I cannot wait for Saturday night. Again, thank you very much for coming back for a third time, and hopefully there'll be many, many more moving forward.
Sure.
Enjoy the process and enjoy the rest of the week, Muhammad, and have fun on Saturday.
No worries. And tell what's the name? I got that Abuja gear.
Oh, there we go. I can't wait to see you rock
it,
brother.
I got it all through fight. I'm after the fight, everything. I got it, man. I'm gonna show love, man. You know where we're from.
I appreciate you, brother.
Oh, very cool. I can't wait to see it. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks, Muhammad.
Yes, sir. God bless you guys.
You as well. Muhammad Usman back in the octagon on Saturday night, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great fight.
How do I get some boogie wear?
You can have it.
How
do you spell it? How do you spell it? I can't Google it. How do you spell it?
Abuja. Abuja.
Well, I'm going to order some of that, then get it delivered on Saturday night as well.
There you go.
You better order it now. Amazon.
Done.
Amazon.com. Did you write down how to spell it? Because I know you didn't remember.
Amazon?
Let's go to a quick break. Coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong.
How to spell Amazon.
And what did you call it?
Boogie wear. I didn't call it booty wear. I called it boogie wear.
We'll be right back.
confession. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on my bottom, but don't let it fool you. I'm about what's inside.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Wiley from the Baltimore Orioles. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tales. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestalestampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is BJ Upton from the Tampa Bay Rays. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
He will always be BJ Upton to me.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. Well, his real name's Melvin. So he was always BJ. And this was a couple years ago. He came here. I think he was with Toronto. And I walked over to the visitors' locker room clubhouse, it's called in baseball. And I said, I'm looking for BJ. They go,
whoa.
They're like, BJ yeah. Who? I go, BJ Upton. They're like, oh, he's not BJ. Melvin is down there in the hitting pen. And yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go down and say hi to BJ. So we walked down and he walked out. I'm like, and I did it on purpose because I knew people were watching. I'm like, BJ, what's up? And he looked, I go, you're always BJ. He lives locally still, lives out in Oldsmar.
I think. Guys looking for BJs is how monkeypox started.
Wow.
Gotta be careful out there.
Remember the comment I said to you or I texted you a couple days ago that the show is so much better when you're here? Because yeah. I don't have to listen to his stupidity.
Oh, welcome back.
His stupidity
Speaking
is
of
just
back. I, on
so
my timeline today.
Saturday night, I'm going to just turn him off.
That's my BJJ badge of honor. Do
they All right, he's off. He's off, so you can't even hear him.
You have those kind of like rituals in the NFL. Like, this is when I got my belt promotion. They whip you. They do a line. Now, Randy doesn't like it. That belt higher or lower than you get to whip you.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Because they haven't earned the right
yeah,
to whip you.
I'm not letting anybody whip me.
But do you have anything like this, like any kind of hazing in the NFL in the locker room?
Carry pads, helmets, buy stuff, rookie dinners, that kind of thing.
So well, New Orleans back in the day. You know about the New Orleans one, right?
No.
This is the big one that got Sean in trouble.
What was that? Oh,
he made the rookies run the gauntlet, which is the exact same thing as what Knucklehead is talking about.
Yeah.
And when they ran the gauntlet, players would fill their socks with rolls of quarters.
Oh. No way.
Way. Wow. Way.
Do you have helmets on and stuff?
I'm going to say no, but I don't know. I don't know.
What?
No, it defeats the purpose if you're wearing helmets and stuff.
Yeah, come on. You're not hitting me with a sock full of quarters. That's crazy.
Well, that's what happened.
What if it was Bitcoin?
That's fine.
Does Bitcoin weigh more or less than quarters?
But, you know, everybody, and we've talked about this before, you know, the tradition, you know, I don't want to necessarily use, but it is. It's hazing. It's all hazing.
Yeah.
When I was in the military, it's the same thing. The difference is, and that's why I'm so adamant about the stupidity that the MMA jiu-jitsu world allows. In the military, when you make rank, mm-hmm. it's called frocking it on.
Yep.
And basically, they punch your arm.
Yeah.
And 99 out of 100 times, you know, it's just they barely, you know, it's like tacking it on. We did have a knucklehead on our ship. Reminds me a lot of Matt. and was the most hated person on the ship.
Yeah.
And they broke his arm,
Captain,
you know, because they hit him so hard
yeah.
on purpose. I understand the tradition. My problem with the, and I'm going to say, in my opinion, the stupidity of the jiu-jitsu MMA world is when you make a belt, everyone does it.
Yeah.
So here's a black belt, you know, who's put in
years.
10 years, 15 yeah. years, whatever, is getting hit on his back by a white belt.
Yeah, no.
By a blue belt.
Yeah.
By a Kmart belt. I mean, it's just to me, no, I'm not going to let that happen.
Yeah.
I'm okay if everybody equal and above, but to me, it's ridiculous, but that's what they do.
Yeah. Hey. I just know I'm not getting hit with quarters.
Go and Google it. Go and Google it. I know yeah, you can do two things at one time. Yeah. That
knows how to spell Amazon and Abuji.
Yeah.
In the name of his company.
Yes.
Yeah. He definitely does that. So I have a problem with that, and I always will. And like I've always said about everything I say, I believe what I say. It may not be right, and the jiu-jitsu world has told me I'm wrong, but that's my belief. To me, it's just asinine to have somebody below a black belt slapping the back of a black belt for getting his black belt.
You okay?
Yeah.
No.
The heart rate's up. Do you want to talk about the little machine you went and took a tour of? What was it for?
Fill that in. You can lie. It's okay.
What does it actually test for? Like, what does it do?
All right. So I'm still waiting for my results.
Okay.
I did go out to it. It's a CAT scan.
Okay.
And they scan your CAT. What was the name of the football movie? Was it Varsity Blues that he said that?
I don't remember.
Was it? That's where with his pet pig
and the big fat
O-lineman.
I just don't remember that scene.
Yeah,
big fat. O-lineman. You can't describe people like that.
He was. You got to see the movie. Billy Bob.
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob was a fat offensive lineman. You
can't describe people like that. Now I'm offended.
The commentator said Billy Bob had his own zip code.
Yeah, he was round as all outside.
That's when he came to Vanderbeek.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can play on Sunday. It might have been the coach, too.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Concussions and
yeah,
stuff,
like, you know, they scanned my cat and everything's okay. And he's they found you had something there. It was a good movie. When the teacher was also a stripper.
Yeah.
And they ran across her at the strip joint.
Okay, so I got something for you.
Okay.
You've kind of hit this topic before, but the Bleacher Report today had a greatest of all time list. They were like, who's your greatest of all time? And it was Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Muhammad Ali, Tiger Woods, Serena Williams. They had Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, Michael Phelps, Usain Bolt. That's Wayne Gretzky, Simone Biles, and Babe Ruth. Who's the one that shouldn't be in there? If you take a guess, and it's like who's your greatest of all time?
Messi,
sports-wise.
Messi's got to go.
Honestly, I think Babe Ruth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I literally commented on there, why is Babe Ruth on
there? Right.
He's not even the best baseball player of all time.
Right.
Talking about GOAT.
Right.
What are we doing?
Right. Right.
What are we doing?
I was only paying attention until you said Michael Phelps. Because a lot of those lists don't include him. And
yeah,
I don't get that.
Him and Usain both the greatest Olympians of all time.
Oh, wow. There's Caitlyn Jenner. She was the best.
Anyways.
She was the best man of all time.
No.
Decathlon champion of the world. Like that.
When's the last time you watched the decathlon? Name the last decathlon winner.
Bruce Jenner. That's the last one I watched.
Exactly.
That's the one. You know, he was the greatest alleged athlete that year. No, not on the planet. That year.
Don't think we're into decathlon. Mr. the greatest athlete that year.
Well, but that's what they call it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's marketing. U.S. is going to market it that way.
Do you remember? Do you know about the lawsuit when he got sued?
No.
For the Wheaties?
Mm-mm.
So, he either said or somebody said or he did the commercial for the Wheaties and somebody's like, you didn't eat Wheaties.
Yeah.
You know, you're just trying to get paid by Wheaties. And luckily, his grandmother had a photo of him eating breakfast one morning with a box of Wheaties on the table.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that's what, I did eat Wheaties. But Babe Ruth on there, you're right.
That's crazy to me. Like, that's propaganda. Like, we got to stop doing that. Because it makes your whole list seem like it's
Where's
BS.
Pete Weber? Where's the bowler representation?
I don't understand why people refuse to acknowledge Barry Bonds as the GOAT baseball player. Because even before steroids, he had an all-fame career before steroids.
But he has no rings.
You know what bothers me more about Barry Bonds than the steroids?
What?
Is the body armor.
The head.
It's the body armor.
What do you mean?
You know, all the armor that he wore.
Yeah, he's like a gladiator.
You don't remember that his entire right side.
Right.
Oh, with all the pads?
Yeah, with all the pads. To me.
Guys do that now.
Well,
maybe not to that extent. But
no, he was like.
He was armed up, but you're right, they do it now. But that defeats half of the game. You know, half of the game is that you're worried you are going to get hit.
It half help you play better.
Well, it helps you through the gauntlet.
What?
You think the body armor helps you play better?
It helped him hitting. It didn't help him fielding. But yeah,
I think help him hitting?
Because he doesn't have to worry about getting hit.
Yeah.
Getting hit by a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
And how often does that happen?
Well, a lot.
With him?
And
it happened.
Oh, because people were mad that he was knocking their stuff out the park.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Because, and that's the game. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is, and we've argued this before, a pitcher celebrates, batters hate it. Batters, you know, bat flip, pitchers hate it. You both do it.
To me, the body armor thing is like saying, oh, man, Tom Brady was a knee brace because he got hit in his knee once. It's like, yeah, I don't want to get hit in the knee again.
He leaned over the plate with body armor. I mean, if you lean over the plate, you're going to get drilled.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
But at the same time, fear plays a big factor in sports. I mean, you twitch, you react.
Yeah, they were scared of it.
Hesitation. So, like, if you have all the body armor, you're not worried about getting hit with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. So you can stay in the pocket. You can actually have an advantage over other batters.
It's not so much that they were scared of him. They knew that he was a home run hitter. But you can't, like, throw inside. The whole object to throw inside is to get you off the plate.
To scare you.
So that you, not to scare you, so that you can hit the other side of the plate.
Okay, is it illegal? Was the body armor illegal?
It's under unwritten rule.
No, it wasn't illegal, so he was able to do it.
Yeah, see?
Well.
You got to put that in the rules, huh? You can only have so much armor on.
You just said that he was hated, not because of the steroids, to me, because they plenty were doing.
But you could use that
body. And it was endorsed.
Okay, but those pitchers are using, back then they're using Stick'Em.
Only Gaylord Perry.
And no, it's not only him. It's not only one guy. Okay, you want to know something crazy I heard about baseball also? This is like the most crazy sport to me. Like, everything is so in the past. So back then of the day, apparently.
That's because nobody's playing it or watching it anymore.
Yeah, but that's true. So back in the day, apparently, baseball pitchers or the managers or whatever, to get the ball sticky, would get dip spit and rub it on the ball.
Yeah.
And then this guy, I forget his name, no disrespect, gets mud and starts putting it on the balls.
Yeah.
So now everyone in baseball goes to his place
for
the last
for
70
the mud.
Years
for the mud.
Gets the mud.
Yeah.
This is so ridiculous.
You know,
it's so crazy.
You know what some other pitchers have done? And I've seen them do it. They take the baseball and they chew on the laces and they pull the laces up so that they can grip the ball better.
Yeah, that's not even as crazy to me.
It's the mud.
That's the mud. We're going to this one back alley place.
It's the only mud in the world.
It's the only mud in the world.
Right.
Well, we can't tell you where the mud is because now you're going to ruin his family's money-making plot.
But the mud does play a factor. I mean, like clay, like Michigan, like has different soil. It's different than like Indiana, like southern Indiana, like farmland. My family's farmers. So like they had farms in Michigan. They had farms in Indiana, Ohio. But the soil's different in different areas. So, yeah, the mud, like the clay, like it would give you a better grip, a better texture than actual dirt, you know, actual dirt.
What would you rather do than watch a baseball game? I mean, I know everything, but I'm saying like.
Watch Tiger Woods.
Run the Saints gauntlet.
Eat a pizza.
Mow a yard, you know.
Call
Matt
on the
phone. Call me. I'm available.
You know, so many things. It's just. Yeah, they need to make some changes. Because I think it can be exciting again. I think there's a way you can do it. They're just holding on to tradition, quote-unquote, too much.
I don't know if they can make it exciting.
Bring the steroids
back. Honestly,
they
don't.
Put the steroids back in the game.
I think they can.
500-foot bombs.
I really do. Every other sport has made changes to make the game better. Every other sport has. And have brought it to the 2022.
I just don't know what you can do. And I was a baseball guy.
Yeah.
You know, I worked for the St. Louis Cardinals. I was a bat boy. I was a mascot. I loved baseball. I just don't know what you can do to make it more exciting, you know, when the game is takes so long.
Yeah.
You know, and it's.
Shorten it. 5 innings instead of 7. Nine innings.
The Savannah Bananas. That's what you need to do.
5 innings. You know what I mean? Like, make some changes, man. It's crazy.
Well, and they've tried. They've tried the clock, you know, where and you know you only have the minute. And they've tried if you step out. And
what if every time you hit a ball, you have to put the bat down and run around
in circles,
and then try to run straight.
Take 3 shots before every.
There you go.
Well, that's the Bananas. That's the Savannah Bananas.
Kill on third.
They do all that kind of stuff for sure.
Okay.
I just don't know what you can do.
Okay, next one I got for you, Kyler Murray's contract addendum. I know you can have a strong opinion about this. I feel like you will. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know that they took it out. They first put it in, and then they took it out.
Yeah. I have a feeling about both of those.
Okay. Right? Let's hit the top of the hour break. We'll discuss that. We have a full hour to go. Also, Jeff Neal and Zach Paga both back in the Octagon this Saturday at UFC Annex. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Talk Radio Network.
This is Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.